This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having already won committee approval, the U.S. House will soon consider whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr declining a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report. If Barr is held in contempt, the Democratic-led House could send a criminal contempt referral to a U.S. attorney, but U.S. attorneys work for the Justice Department and would be unlikely to pursue action against the Attorney General. President Trump was talking again about the Mueller report at a campaign-style rally in Florida last night.
Democrats should be focused on building up our country. Did you see what just happened, by the way? No collusion. No obstruction.
Some students walked out of a vigil honoring victims of a high school shooting in Colorado last night, saying it became too political, with too much talk about gun control rather than about the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A co-founder of Facebook believes the government should break up the social media giant, adding that CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable. In a New York Times op-ed, Chris Hughes says Facebook is far too big and far too powerful, adding Zuckerberg can't fix Facebook. President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
You got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. You got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. Check us out online. We're at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week. One reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Back on Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017. As the U.S. and North Korea have seemingly reached a stalemate on denuclearization efforts, although at the same time, a top American envoy is in South Korea for talks on how to get those negotiations back up and running again. One person is dead, two others being treated for injuries after a shooting at a Florida mall last night. It happened in Fort Lauderdale, actually at a bar inside the Galleria Mall. The shooter in custody, the two injured people hospitalized, one in critical condition. At least one person is dead from thunderstorms, hail, flooding, and tornadoes that have been raking Texas and Oklahoma. A man yesterday was swept away by waters in Austin. There could be more severe weather in that same region today. and weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says about 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week. The forecast, though, was for the number to come in lower at about 220,000 Americans to have been expected to file those initial claims. And again, find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That is our focus, to get this country back on track. And as we maintain it, it starts with liberty. It starts with freedom. I'm Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking of which, as I'd mentioned to you earlier, Arthur Brooks is joining us. He's the president of the American Enterprise Institute. And we're going to be talking about his soon-to-be-released documentary, ThePursuitMovie.com. It'll be in theaters on April the 29th. Arthur Brooks, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk with you because so much of what you believe in is what, you know, my father has been drilling into us kids. And I find that your movie is so appropriate because it clarifies what is going on in our country today and this battle between socialism and capitalism. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so very much. It's wonderful to be on your show and to talk about not just this movie, but the ideas that are behind it. You know, people are seeing right now a real assault on the free enterprise system from the point of view of socialism, and that's an incredible opportunity. You know, people think it's awful. It's not awful. You know, and we can have an open conversation about what will serve the people at the margins of our society best, what will lift up the poor. I'm for that all day long, and so I'm just so happy that we're having this debate today.
Well, and this has been your passion, as you outlined in the movie. This has been something that was impressed upon you by accident. That you end up in a poverty area. For me, I remember as a young kid, my grandparents lived outside of Tijuana, and going across the border and seeing people living out of cardboard boxes was extremely disturbing, and that image remains with me in much the same way that image that has captured your imagination has driven your passion over the years.
For sure, yeah. And one of the things that I do when people go see The Pursuit, the movie, they'll see that, you know, when I was 19 years old and I was on tour as a musician, I wound up getting stranded in a slum in southern India. And it set off a lifelong interest for me in, you know, the causes and consequences of poverty that's hard for us to imagine in the United States. And just the search for the solution to that in a very big way is what led me to the free enterprise movement. You know, a lot of people who are interested in capitalism, it's about business, it's about, you know, they'll make very militant claims about how it's, you know, it's not the fairness argument, and all these things are pretty true, but the reason I'm in the movement is because I want poor people to be less poor. I want people to live in greater lives of dignity. And so the debate between socialism and capitalism today is very welcome, so that we can find the best way to serve our brothers and sisters.
Exactly. Well, and as you report in the movie and document in the movie, something happened in India to the point that poverty has been reduced by 80%. And you go, whoa, what happened in India? I mean, here in America in 1964, as you'll recall, it was Lyndon Baines Johnson, the war on poverty. And all these years later, $22 trillion invested on the war on poverty. We've gone from 15% to 15.1%. That would tell you not a good investment.
Not a great investment. And, you know, the truth is that poverty since 1964 has changed a good deal. It's much easier to live below the poverty line in America, thank God. That's mostly because capitalism has introduced all sorts of ways to make life easier. The problem is that poverty is not more escapable than it was in 1964. Mm-hmm. When you look around the world, exactly, where poverty is not just terrible for people, it's actually deadly, you'll see that 80% of starvation-level poverty has been wiped out. And the reason for it is very, very simple. It's globalization and free trade, property rights, the rule of law, and the culture of entrepreneurship. It was the American free enterprise system spreading around the world, which indeed is our gift to the world. If we want to lift up people in America and help them earn their success, then we need to remember that the true meaning of capitalism is to draw in the people that are like our ancestors, the ambitious riffraff that want to build their lives.
You know, Arthur, you bring up a good point here. When you talk about globalization of the planet, people resist that right now because the word has been hijacked and aberrated, just like capitalism to some degree. It has been force fit into an agenda that is driving something that is not true to its premise. Would you agree with that?
I do, and it's a big problem. This is not just a problem on the political left, it's also on the political right, where people are vilified for having a globalist mentality. We should celebrate a globalist mentality. The truth is that there are 2 billion people that would have starved to death or been desperately poor who are not, and the reason is because of the globalization of American ideas and American values. Really, our gift to the world requires that we be globalists in a very big way. People are worried that this means sort of a dominant global order or getting rid of our national sovereignty. No, no, it's the way that we can share our values, and we should be fighting for that because we are our brother's keeper.
Exactly. And I think it was quite interesting in the movie, in the documentary, The Pursuit Movie, where you can go to thepursuitmovie.com for more information. As I said, it's going to be in theaters on April the 29th. In looking at India, you see where America was a century ago. I mean, it is kind of you see the evolution of the capitalistic roots growing in India, where they, like America, thought, okay, well, hey, let's do what seems to be fair. The early pilgrims, when they first came here, said, hey, they approached it socialistically, and it didn't take them long to figure out that there were some people that weren't willing to work. But once they gave them property and gave them responsibility, they started to be productive, supply for themselves, and the misery index, interestingly enough, went from very high to very low, and the happiness ratio increased proportionately.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing that we've been able to uncover in the United States. I mean, people have a tendency to think if you want to alleviate poverty, you need more charity. And, charity's great. I believe it'll help get us to heaven, but you need a system that works while you sleep. You need to fight for that system, not on your own behalf. That's just because you don't want to pay taxes or you just don't want the government to grow. Fine, if that's your values. You got to fight for it because there are people out there that don't have the level of opportunities that you do. It is true. It's interesting. You know, when I'm in slums in India. I'm walking all over the world talking to people who are trying to pull themselves out of poverty. And the scene that you see in Indian slums today, it looks just like New York City in 1910 in the Garment District or in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And what it makes you remember is, those people, they are us separated by time. These are our brothers and sisters. These are our American roots, just in a different country.
Mm. And interesting, the gentleman that escorted you and that you interviewed in talking about, America and the people in the West would look at that and go, they look rather poor. But he's going, look at they're enterprising. They're having the time of their life. And so maybe one man's perception of poverty is different altogether, especially in India, because here they are vibrant. They are enjoying freedom and a way of life that I think is quite liberating if you have eyes to see it.
That's exactly right. So people go to thepursuitmovie.com. They can figure out where to watch it and how to get it on iTunes.
We're going to talk more about, you know, about socialism and the rise of socialism, why it's become, the hot topic these days, and why people look to Sweden and say, look, they're the perfect example. Don't look to Venezuela, look to Sweden. Well, Arthur Brooks has an answer for that, too. He's the president of AEI. We're talking about his new documentary, which is coming out April 29th.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute, continues. We're talking about his new documentary, which is coming to theaters on April the 29th. You have to see this movie. It is liberating on so many levels and will help you understand what's going on. The name of the movie is The Pursuit Movie. You can go to the website, thepursuitmovie.com, for all the details. Again, it'll be in theaters on April the 29th. Save the date. Make sure you get there. Do not go to the movie alone, by the way. Bring a friend, and especially one that maybe you may not agree with, because maybe you might find yourself for the first time, instead of being ready to debate, you might be more ready to listen. And Arthur Brooks, I think this is what you bring to this process, is that you're giving people a platform so that their voices can be heard. Because right now, in the political spectrum, it's real easy and responsive to resist socialism, and we're missing out on something if we're not listening to the other side to hear the pain of what they're trying to communicate. And if we don't listen to other people's pain, then you're dealing with a lot of anger and frustration, which is very symptomatic of our political environment today, is it not?
For sure. Look, I mean, one of the things that all of us who are in the ideas world want is to be more persuasive. And, you know, you look around in America, nobody's persuading anybody. All sides are locked down. The left is not persuading the right. The right is not persuading the left. And the reason for that is because we're treating each other with contempt. We're saying that if you disagree with me, you're stupid and evil. That's insane. Every single person listening to us loves somebody with whom they disagree politically. 93% of Americans hate how divided we've become as a country. It's time for us to recognize that we have a lot of common moral purposes. It's not okay. Most of the people who listen to you religiously, I mean, you're a famous guy on the radio, and a lot of people are conservatives. But they know in their hearts that people who are running for president on the Democratic side, they're not Stalinists. They may have mistaken ideas, but they don't want to come to your house and arrest you. That's all of that hyperbole that we hear. It makes it impossible for us to listen to each other, and so therefore nobody will listen to us. And look, we got to talk about capitalism, because we have to lift people up at the margins of society. Showing we're right and being militant and angry, it's just not getting the job done, because there are poor people out there who need us. There are people at the periphery who actually need our ideas. So let's listen to each other. Maybe we'll make progress.
Why the rise of socialism in the conversation right now?
It has a lot to do with the financial crisis and the legacy of that. You know, going back to 2008, people became very jaundiced about the fact that it appeared that the capitalist system had broken down. Now, it turns out it's a lot more complicated than that. Financial crises, they tend to happen a couple of times a century. And the biggest problem that no economist has figured out is how you create even economic growth for the 10 years afterward. Generally speaking, economic growth is extremely uneven, going mostly to the top 20% of the income distribution. Well, that creates a ferment. That creates an ecosystem that lends itself to the rise of socialist ideas. They're always there. And that's our opportunity. We have to look at that as a big ideological entrepreneurial opportunity for us, with joy, with aspiration, to say, you know, how do you serve each other? How do you earn your success? It's not less capitalism. It's more capitalism pushed all the way to the margins, and then showing exactly how we can do that.
How can we do that without government interference? Because, as you cited in India, they learned through the process, and I appreciate that they were wise enough to say, okay, you know, they're working through the process, and it was okay for them to make adjustments. Here in America, for some reason, you know, like Ronald Reagan says, the closest thing to eternal life is a bureaucracy, is that once it gets fixed in the American system, it is, yeah, it's hard to get rid of it.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it is hard to get rid of government programs once they're lodged in there. Fortunately, we're not even close to the levels of statism and collectivism that was going on in India until about 1991. India, as most Americans don't realize, India was a Soviet-style planned economy. It was much closer to the Soviet Union than it was the United States during the Cold War. They were basically, there was a Marxist mentality after independence in the late 40s in India. And so they were desperate. Literally, people were starving to death. Hundreds of people, hundreds of millions of people starved to death unnecessarily. So it was really existential. It was life or death. For us, it's a matter of losing opportunities that we don't need to lose. And so one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that we don't have to say no government. We don't have to be super radical or anarchists about this. We just have to recognize that the welfare state, which is great because it can pull people out of poverty, which is a really good thing, it should always be based on the ideas of work, on dignity, and making people needed. And that's exactly what we're not doing right now.
Arthur, did America make a big mistake in the 30s when it took the churches out of the game of supporting, you know, the poor and just marginalizing the church's influence? Somehow the government came in and said, we can't have the churches so involved because, welfare started, and now here we have generations of welfare recipients. And in looking back over what we have done, did we serve the poor better or less as a result?
Well, it's a good question. And I personally believe that you can have a welfare state, you can have a government-run welfare state alongside private charity. And I'm glad that we do have a welfare state. The problem that I have is with the design of that welfare state. When people go to watch The Pursuit, when they go to watch this movie, they're going to meet people who've had a hard time. They've been out of work for a long time. We go to a little town in Kentucky called Inez, which is where LBJ kicked off the war on poverty. And we talk to a family, and they say that the problem with the welfare system is that people get hold of it, and they can't get a job. They lose their skills, and they become very, very dependent. So for my money, I'm not a radical on this. I think we live in a really rich country, and I like Friedrich Hayek, the great conservative libertarian economist, who said that's one of the jobs in an advanced country is providing a basic standard of living. But you've got to do it based on American values, which is to make people needed, which is tying it to work, which is remembering that everybody has equal dignity. The problem is that we've gone from needing poor people in this country to helping poor people. We've gone from seeing them as assets to seeing them as liabilities. And that's the mistake that we need to correct. We don't need to get rid of the welfare state. We just need to remember that it should be consistent with real American values.
Yeah, and does it raise them out of poverty? As you noted in India and in other cultures, yes, it took an investment of time, maybe a generation, but you've got a generation of people being lifted out, and there is a system in which to do that. And capitalism, like no other form of economy in the world that I'm aware of, is able to do that when it's given its free rein, is it not?
It's absolutely the case. Capitalism is a miraculous system. The free enterprise system in particular, capitalism has a connotation of being just free markets. The free enterprise system understands that certain markets do fail, and we need some intervention as a society. But more importantly, the thing for everybody to remember is that markets aren't enough. Markets don't do what we want them to do unless they're based on our morals. Capitalism is just a machine. It's like a car. You can use your car for good, you can use your car for ill. Markets are the same thing. Capitalism is the same thing. We'll use it for good or we'll use it for ill, but it's based on, you have to base it on your sense of solidarity and brotherhood and, care for the other and the aspiration and inspiration that we want to take to build something good and true.
Exactly. Arthur, one final question here as we wrap things up. We got about a minute left here. People argue, say, well, look at what's happening in Denmark. They're a great example of socialism. What's the truth of that?
The truth of that is that Denmark is awesome. It's a nice place and people are pretty happy, but we don't want to live there. It's like Minnesota or the Pacific Northwest where a lot of Scandinavians live or former Scandinavians live. They left those places because they wanted to be in a more entrepreneurial place. You can't thrive in Denmark if you're a weirdo, if you're super religious or have, a bunch of kids, you're just really ambitious. And so this is a country for the oddballs, for the riffraff. If you want to be like everybody else, then Scandinavia is great. But if you're not, stay in America.
Well, Arthur Brooks' movie and documentary, April the 29th, nationwide, The Pursuit. It's theatrical and digital release. Arthur, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having already won committee approval, the U.S. House will soon consider whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr declining a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report. If Barr is held in contempt, the Democratic-led House could send a criminal contempt referral to a U.S. attorney, but U.S. attorneys work for the Justice Department and would be unlikely to pursue action against the Attorney General. President Trump was talking again about the Mueller report at a campaign-style rally in Florida last night.
Democrats should be focused on building up our country. Did you see what just happened, by the way? No collusion. No obstruction.
Some students walked out of a vigil honoring victims of a high school shooting in Colorado last night, saying it became too political, with too much talk about gun control rather than about the victims. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Lou Euler is back with us. Yes, always good to have Lou, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Hey, Lou, how we doing, buddy?
We're doing just fine, and America is moving ahead, and the Trump crowd is doing the right thing as usual.
Well, without a doubt. Well, even Forbes says the U.S. economy, contrary to those liberal networks that want to say otherwise. I mean, it's interesting, Lou, you know, to hear the mainstream media talk. It's almost like they're cheering for America's losses. I mean, they're not cheering that we would be better. I mean, when they hear good news, you just hear this big, this disappointment from them. Go, wait a minute, what are you doing? I thought we're all on the same team here, but I guess not. Forbes says, look at, lest you be confused, let me tell you, the economy is not stalling. It's actually expanding, right?
Yeah, the economy is doing great. And, of course, Trump was trying with the Steve Moore and Herb Cain appointments to the Fed to get monetary policy aligned with the tax reform measure and really support it. And it looks like we're getting some attacks from the Senate, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But that has to be a component to make tax reform work correctly. So there are a lot of things that are going on that are really going to help us if we will relax and take the new Trump course that we need to take.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, on both sides, if anything is bipartisan, there's been that resistance. And to your point, the acceptance of Donald Trump's, ethic and his perception of what, what we need to do to release this economy. And gosh, I say if you want to be successful, follow the people that are demonstrating success. And Donald Trump has been doing that from day one. I mean, in 2.5 years with all this resistance, our economy at 3.2, the last report, unemployment, the lowest one in almost 50 years, Lou, indications are that, we could really jettison this thing if we can put our, foot to the metal here, but the Democrats keep lifting our foot off the pedal, and they are doing everything they can to resist and fight already for 2020. Because, I'll tell you, they are resisting this president to the point that all eyes are toward impeachment right now, which is ridiculous.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right, and the advances that he's making negotiation with China,
mm-hmm.
The work in Iran to block that crowd from killing more American citizens and service people overseas, the multiple things, and then trying to stop the hordes crossing the border. Even Mexico is now trying to stop the Hondurans from entering Mexico and finally entering the United States.
Well, so, because in a way, Lou, it's a little bit, and forgive me for the metaphor here, but it's a bit like locusts. You know, you have them coming through. They're hungry. They need jobs. Their eye and hope is on America. But meanwhile, Mexico is going to be affected. You can't have the thousands of people coming to their country and not have them be affected. I mean, they're realizing the ill effects of, this kind of migration that's taken place, which, on the face of it all, and this is what people need to remember, that international law demands that they check into their nearest country of origin, not that they travel 1,500 miles going through several countries and avoiding their neighboring countries. And the reason the international law is set up this way is because the neighbors, first of all, by proximity, there's some immediate relationship, things that they can relate and understand, and the neighbors know what's going on, and it's a little bit easier for them to fix the problem just by virtue of proximity. You remove them 1,500 miles away, we got language issues, we've got health issues, we've got issues upon issues, and it's an uphill battle. And add to it a party that wants to do everything they can to make this president look bad, and they say they care about these migrants, but they're doing everything they can to not expedite, but to, if anything, retard the process. These migrants coming in, and they need help. And here's a president trying to offer more beds, and the Democrats don't want to give him money for that. And what are you telling me? I mean, your actions are telling me you're not cooperating.
Well, and finally, we have this Mueller thing behind us now. And
We kind of have it behind us, but the Democrats are doing everything they can to keep it in front. And, Mitch McConnell says, hey, look, it's over. And they go, no, it's not over until we say it's over, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But now at least the average American can understand that this is behind us, and we have to get on with the key issues, the migration issue that you've so eloquently outlined as a challenge. But now we can begin to really talk about where we're headed as a nation in terms of our economy, in terms of our growth and that sort of thing. So that is going to require that conservatives come together and focus on what is really important and get the rest of this stuff behind us.
Right, and we need help, whether all the conservatives getting on the same boat here. independents coming across, there's some Democrats that feel like they've been abandoned by their party. And, you know, they're about the country. And they're patriots first. And, you know, they're not, you know, yes, we like our home team and all that sort of thing. But ultimately, after everything's said and done, the home jersey is red, white, and blue. And it says USA on the front. And that's what we need to fight for, right, Lou?
That's right. And make America great again. You're absolutely right. Keep focused on the right things that traditional blue-collar American workers have held dear, and that's the future for our country. You bet.
And we've got a president that's fighting on our behalf to this end, you know, enacting policies and getting rid of these atrocious, you know, regulations that held back our productivity. And America is happier than it's been in a long time. And if you want more of the same, then you need to get behind this president. We didn't elect Donald Trump because we thought he was a saint. We knew he was a businessman. We knew that he was a smart guy and that he could change some things. And look, because he's unbeholden to all these general K Street interests and the Beltway interests, look what he's able to do on behalf of the American people, something that for decades has been so lacking out of D.C. And you need to get behind this president. Find a way to get behind him and support his efforts, because that's what is going to be supportive of this whole idea of making America great again, because we know that all tides raise all boats. You know, a rising tide
will,
as you say, Lou, and I agree with you. I think that's what's before us today. So you need to decide, you know, what team you want to play on. And, you know, for us, Lou, I see the jerseys. We got USA on the front. That's what we're fighting for, right?
That's exactly right. And we're making such great progress. If, as you say, we put our shoulder to the wheel and support the good policies that the president is trying to achieve, both domestically and internationally, that's what's happening, is that we're really getting some, with the power of the economy growing as it is influencing our ability across this world to change policies favorable to the American way. And so that is a great addition to the arsenal that Trump is creating for America.
Well, if the American electorate is serious about health care and infrastructure and immigration, they need to get behind this president, because the Democrats have proven time and again they're not interested in either one of those three items. Lou, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, they can go to limittaxes.org, and we welcome people to join us in this effort for America. You bet.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You
Tina's here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you from NRB, Proclaim 19 in Anaheim, California. And we're going to be talking about a radio ministry. It's kicking off its 75th anniversary. And you're doing it here at NRB, huh?
We are.
Kickoff?
We also joined the NRB 75 years ago as one of the first members of the NRB.
Very cool.
Isn't
and I just shook your hand?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. I am so blessed it is. Hey, we're talking with Ed Cannon. Ed is the president and CEO of FEBC. He brings a wealth of international business and ministry leadership experience to his role guiding FEBC's ministry. Tell us about FEBC.
125 languages, 50 countries, one message.
Whoa.
We're using radio to cross political boundaries, geographical boundaries, for one purpose, to express the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the least reached in the world.
Ed, a lot has happened in radio. I've been in radio most of my life, to be honest with you. I mean, it's almost 50 years myself. And because I started when I was in high school. And I have appreciated this medium. And throughout the cycle of my experience, from time to time, we hear, well, radio is dead. And I just have witnessed in very many levels, not just in ministry, but in other other business experiences, the power of this medium. It's still powerful.
I've said a number of times here at this NRB convention, Bill, that where we serve in the 1040 window, radio is not dead. Radio is actually flourishing, thriving, growing, and having a far bigger impact back than it has in our 75 years history.
Wow.
Just let me give you one example. 5 years ago, we had no presence in the Muslim country of Kyrgyzstan. Now we have 5 radio stations there. The 6th is on the way, reaching millions of people in that country for the first time with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, what's going on? Why are you able to have that kind of power? Is it because we don't have the FCC over there limiting power signals?
Because we serve a great God.
Yes,
who opens doors that he wants opened.
Yes.
And, you know, in countries like Kyrgyzstan, there was very little resistance. It's not that they look at us as the enemy. As a matter of fact, after we've been broadcasting in the capital of Kyrgyzstan called Bishkek for about 1 year, the mayor of the city of Bishkek, who's a Muslim himself, came to our studio just before Christmas, and we were worried. We thought they're going to shut us down. They're going to say something bad about the radio station. He showed up in the studio there with a big basket of fruit, and he said, I just wanted to come because you Christians celebrate the holiday by giving each other gifts, so we wanted to give you a gift on behalf of the many people in my community that love your radio station.
Wow.
So those are the kind of things that we see everywhere. Now, it's not always glowing. A lot of the countries we're in today, we have a lot of oppression. We've even got some countries, Bill, where we're serving that they're blocking shortwave radio signals.
Mm.
They hate the gospel that much.
Right.
Our organization is really keen about figuring out ways that we can get in underneath that kind of political oppression because the gospel is so important.
Exactly.
Creative ways. We're manufacturing radios in a Southeast Asian country that allow us to play an encrypted microSD chip with Christian preaching, teaching, Bible teaching programs and distribute it through a network of 500 underground churches so that about 1 million people are receiving the gospel in a country that's blocking radio.
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, to hear you know, the kind of success you've been enjoying here, but as you say, it's all about God. I mean, this is God's way.
It is, and he opens these doors for us. I mean, our shortwave broadcasts into countries like China have been going on for 75 years, but now we're expanding into internet, social media. We have tens of millions of social media followers in the country of China, where they're really kind of saying the gospel is outlawed, but millions of people are listening. Why? Because God's message comes with great power. When they hear that message, they're going to figure out ways that they can get that signal.
Exactly, and we hear a lot about the underground churches in China, and they are quite prevalent. This is the one thing about oppression where people, you know, cannot absolutely freak out because God always finds a way.
For 35 years in the country of China, FEBC has been broadcasting what we call the Liangyu Theological Seminary. It's a seminary curriculum on shortwave, on internet, on social media that they can actually take 36 courses and complete a 4-year degree in seminary. We give them certificates. They mail their homework in. They send it in online. It's great. It's really a great curriculum. In the country of China, we have 54,000 graduates of that seminary, and that is the core of the house church pastors in that country.
That is unbelievable. Ed, did you ever, you know, when you first started FEBC, did you ever think that it could, you know, reach, you know, this kind of level?
Well, you know, I take no credit for it. I served at the Moody Bible Institute for 10 years. Yes. I loved radio. My wife became a believer by listening to Moody Radio, and so I understand the power of radio. But when I looked at FEBC, Bill, in America, the radio stations are broadcasting to people who have heard the gospel their whole life. FEBC is broadcasting in places where people don't even know who Jesus Christ is.
Mm.
They've never heard his name.
Yes.
And those are the kind of places when they hear the truth for the first time, they come to faith.
Right.
And so the potential, billions of people in the 1040 window who've never heard the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be following God's command that go and preach to the least reached of the world, every tribe and tongue and nation. And when we're obedient to God's call, he'll answer with the kind of results FEBC's seen.
You know, Ed, you've said 1040 window twice, and I want to make sure our audience isn't tripping over that, that they
sure
understand. For those of us who pray for the 1040 window, we understand. But explain to our audience who may not
sure
that term.
It's a swath of land, the longitude and latitude, that basically is from the Middle East on the west end all the way through China, as far north as Siberia, as far south as the tip of India, which is an area in the world where the most people live that have never had access to the Christian gospel. They're Hindus, they're Buddhists, they're atheists. And so in those areas, the gospel is unheard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of place where radio is far more effective than sending in individual people. I mean, missionaries have served a great capacity over the years, but radio is reaching millions.
Yes, exactly.
Missionaries can only reach tens or hundreds.
Because of the pervasiveness of the medium, it is so out there, whether it's here domestically that we've seen it so powerfully, but you know what you're experiencing overseas and in this 1040 yeah. window and others. You know what excites me, Ed, is that we're fulfilling that ultimate commission and expectation that all will hear the gospel, because when that happens, then we've got chapter two coming.
That's right. You know, our tagline at FEBC and the way I sign my letters are, until all have heard.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to do. Our founder commissioned this organization to say we're going to be proclaiming the gospel boldly everywhere around the world, particularly the places where there's the hardest to reach. And we will continue to do that until all have heard or the Lord himself returns.
You've learned so much along the way. share with us just, you know, some really key nuggets that, you know, get you up every day.
Well, the power of God's word is what we live for. I'll tell you, when we first started broadcasting into China back in the 40s, in the 1940s, we had no idea, what is Christian radio? What are you going to put on the air? So we had a man in China who didn't do anything except read the Bible over shortwave radio. After he'd been reading the Bible over shortwave radio for 13 years, he had zero feedback. He had no idea if anybody was listening or if it was making a difference. Until one man came and visited him in our studios in Hong Kong. And the man told him, millions of people are listening to your broadcast, and we'd like to ask you one favor. Could you please read a little slower? So he hired an assistant who sat next to him in the studio, and this man read the Bible only as fast as his assistant could write it down. And he broadcast for 30 years, reading the Bible every day. The program was called The Voice of God, and to this day, hundreds of thousands of copies of handwritten Bibles still exist in China because of the outreach of this one man's program, reading God's Word over the airwaves.
What an awesome story. Ed, boy, FEBC is such a blessing, and you've been a blessing to our audience. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, because this really encourages us. And just talking with you, I'm excited because, again, you know, when all have heard the gospel,
amen.
We know Jesus is coming.
And we're all in this together. You
amen.
Know?
Yeah, exactly.
Every one of your listeners is a disciple of Christ, and we would love your prayers. Prayers to protect our staff and working in difficult places, and particularly to open the hearts of the people who have yet heard, so that when our broadcasters put his words through our microphones, it'll get into people's ears and to their hearts, and they'll follow Jesus Christ.
And where can they go for more information?
FEBC.org is our webpage. There's some videos there. There's a lot of descriptions about what we do. And I'm happy to respond to emails. If people go to that site and send us a question or a comment, they'll get an answer from us.
Well, Ed, you've got to stay in touch, because I want to make sure our audience is aware of what's going on, and we can pray specifically, you know, for you know, the issues that are most important for FEBC. Ed Cannon, President and CEO, FEBC USA, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much, Ed.
Bill, it's been a pleasure to be with you today. God bless you.
everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.